علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing the 76th sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And Imam Ali alayhi salam in this sermon beautifully explains some of the characteristics that will cause a person to achieve the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the purpose of existence and which is the actual thing that will relieve humanity from the deep pain that exists within its heart, and which is the pain of being far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are actions that will bring a person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and will cause a person to achieve felicity. And Imam Ali alayhi salam says in this narration in Nahjul Balagha, in this sermon, he says, Rahimallahu mra'an sami'a hukman fawa'a. That may Allah have mercy on that person who listens to a statement of wisdom and he takes heed to it, retains that information, and the retentiveness, it depends on how much a person gears himself to be able to practically apply these statements and take these statements very seriously. So this is basically what this sermon is saying, but we are going to discuss about the importance of paying attention to and listening to the voice within so that a person can take benefit from the voice outside.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, if you remember from the previous session, we discussed about the fact that it is when a person pays heed to the internal voice, it is then and only then that a person will be able to benefit from the voice that comes from outside. So a person should be able to pay attention to the wisdom that exists within his heart so that a person then is able to take benefit from the wisdom that comes from outside. But now, how to activate this voice of wisdom from within so that you can pay heed to it? You see, to a certain degree, there is a voice, there is a guide that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in all our hearts, which is the guide of the intellect, which is the guide of the fitrah, the essence, the essence of tawheed that exists within all of us. So to a certain degree we have got certain awarenesses and certain inclinations and certain certain statements that guide us to a certain pure direction. And this comes from within the soul. Although it has got limitations and all that, that will be a discussion in epistemology. But we agree that there is this voice that exists within us. But how to activate it and how to strengthen it? One of the ways is by performing what we call muhasaba, muhasabatun nafs. That means a person looks at the actions that he performs throughout the day and starts to think about them. That what did he do in the morning? Did he follow the commandments of Allah? Did he do his duties? And what were the reasons, for example, why he couldn't perform the duties that he didn't perform, let us say. Or if he sees and notices that he does something haram, he should think about the fact that why he did that action of haram and how dangerous it is for him. So generally, to have this time to contemplate, and therefore, in other words, advise yourself as to and admonish yourself to a certain degree for the wrong, and advise yourself and to feel and encourage yourself to do the right thing. This itself is that wa'idh, or that advisor that exists within our souls, that through this particular action of muhasabatun nafs, or taking account of your actions daily, you're going to activate that internal voice of wisdom that is going to be a source for a person to benefit from the voice of wisdom outside.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, we saw that we need to really pay attention to this voice inside by doing muhasabatun nafs. This is how we're going to activate that voice, to tell yourself about the good things that you did, and to also about the bad things that you did, and asking forgiveness for the bad things and thanking God for the good things that you did throughout the day. This itself will start to activate that internal voice. But then the other way to activate that internal voice is to not commit sins. That when a person, so we call that al-muraqaba, that means to pay attention to your actions. When a person is able to pay attention to his actions and is able to take care that he doesn't perform evil deeds and deeds that are disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, slowly and gradually with time, that light that exists within him, that advisor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in everyone's heart, begins to become stronger and more active, and be able to, and that advisor will be able to show a person their way when they are confused and are in darkness, and he will be able to discover what his duty is. So when Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Rahim Allahu mra'an sami'a hukman fawa'a, that may Allah have mercy on that person who listens to a wise statement and takes heed and retains that message. This means that a person, to be able to take heed from the voice outside by listening to those statements of wisdom, this means that a person needs to first work on his internal dimension and awaken that so that he can benefit in this way. This is when a person will truly be engulfed with God's mercy. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه